Many Washington observers have noted a big difference between the Bush and Clinton White Houses. In the Bush administration, appointments are kept and schedules are met. Commentator Walter Shapiro says the new chief executive is exceptionally productive.
As a world-class procrastinator, I've always been unduly impressed by hyper-efficient presidents. Jack Kennedy speed-reading his way through CIA briefing materials. Jimmy Carter teaching himself a new language by reading his Bible passages in Spanish. But George W. Bush makes them all look like slackers. Jet-propelled by his Harvard MBA, our assembly line president made every tough decision about his $1.96 trillion budget in 5 hours of crisp and punctual meetings. Actually, Chief of Staff Andrew Carr had boasted to the New York Times that Bush spent in the neighborhood of 5 hours in budget talks. So it could have been less. 5 hours. I couldn't write a newspaper column deconstructing the Bush budget in 5 hours. 5 hours is about the time a prudent traveler should allow to change planes at O'Hare. After 5 hours, a normal reader is still trying to figure out who the good guys are in a John Grisham novel. And any time the Oscars take less than 5 hours, the producer deserves his own statuette with a stopwatch on top. Let's run some numbers, and I do mean run. Bush zoomed through the budget at a rate of $392 billion per hour, or $6.5 billion per minute. Assuming a constant rate of decision-making, do you know what that means? Bush's time booking it for the Education Department budget would have been less than 7 minutes, and education is his highest priority. Farmers may be a key voting bloc, but it would have taken less than 3 minutes to plow through the Ag Department budget. And Bush was faster than a speeding locomotive in keeping Amtrak on track. Even the bullet train itself couldn't match his 13-second run. Okay, I'll confess, a certain degree of hyperbole is built into my calculations. But it does seem fair to say the president is operating under the philosophy, fast decisions made whatever the cost. If Bush had been president during the Cuban Missile Crisis, the recent Kevin Costner movie about the nuclear showdown would have been called 13 Minutes. I'd say more, a lot more, but time is money. In fact, while I've been talking to you, our fast-moving president could have spent $16 billion and funded 2 cabinet departments.
The comments of Walter Shapiro, a columnist for USA Today.